Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Dear brothers and sisters, if this was your last Ramadan, how would you use these golden days of this blessed month? No doubt that we would try to maximize in our ibadat, our prayer, our recitation of Quran, our dhikr, as well as increase in our charity and seeking as much forgiveness and doing as much dua as possible, inshallah, not wasting a single moment. But would we not also use this month to make sure that we truly understood exactly and everything required from us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to achieve success in His eyes, to become His beloveds and the muttaqeen, the ones promised forgiveness, mercy, jannah and great rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, He subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ O you who believe, fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you that you may gain taqwa, piety. So Allah tells us that we should use this month to become the muttaqeen. But what exactly are the characteristics and the qualities of the muttaqeen who achieve success in this life and the next? How do we achieve this great position in life? Is it simply by increasing in our ibadat, our prayer, our fast, our dhikr, our recitation of Quran, or is it something much more? And how do we overcome the obstacles we face both personally and in society that are hindering or keeping us away from becoming the muttaqeen, those loved, praised and supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are the issues that we hope to explore as the women's section in the central media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir on our social media pages in this blessed month. We pray that our Ramadan theme, Path to Taqwa, will be beneficial to you, inshallah, in gaining the pleasure of your Rabb and achieving success in this world and the next. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.